As you've probably heard, 10 years ago, the Museum Reach stretch of the San Antonio River opened to the public. That revitalization project turned the littered, scrub-choked waterway into a one-of-a-kind linear park. But one of the Reach's most interesting oddities has a mystery to it. TPR's arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan explains.
To know why that walk bridge is even there, though, you have to go to what's now the San Antonio Museum of Art. SAMA's Katie Luber says the museum was originally the Lone Star Brewery from 1884 until 1920, when Prohibition shut them down.
The brewery was largely abandoned. There were some intermittent uses of it, so I think there was a cotton gin here for a while, and for the most part it was fairly abandoned for the next 50 years.
That 50 years had taken its toll. The building's structural problems even left some sections of it with caved-in roofs. During that late 1970s renovation to turn it into the Museum of Art, it was decided that one of its most interesting attributes had to be removed from the twin-towered structure.
There was a walkway that connected the East Tower from the West Tower, and the beer was brewed on the east side and shipped from the west side. And there was a narrow little bridge open to the air that connected the two towers. That bridge in the renovation was removed.
The danger of an open-air walk bridge spelled its doom there. It was replaced with an enclosed black glass one. After a $7.2 million renovation, SAMA opened to the public in 1981. But when that walk bridge was taken down, what had become of it?
I think I can say it was a surprise to most of us to find it.
John Mize is a principal with Ford Powell and Carson, an architecture and urban design firm here in San Antonio.
At the time, you know, the river was pretty overgrown and, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of reason to go down there.
But Mize did have a reason. He was project manager on the Museum Reach River Redo from 2002 to completion, turning it from an overgrown drainage ditch to a river with landscaped, ornate walkways, and public art. Early on, to see exactly what they were getting into, he and some co-workers hacked their way through the underbrush till they came across a surprise.
As we got up to across from the Museum of Art, we saw this bridge. As I recall, it was pretty much overgrown with poison ivy.
They had done their research, and they knew what they had found.
As soon as we saw it, we knew we had to incorporate it into the project in one way or the other.
It was in a sorry state, but the architects saw inherent beauty in its design.
It's a steel truss bridge. It was wooden walkway suspended between steel trusses.
Though the bridge was made primarily of steel, the way it arcs upwards, getting thin in the middle, gives it a kind of a delicate look.
It does have a delicate look. The steel members are very thin, and it was just a beautifully designed original bridge when it was done.
The bridge was owned then by Mark Watson, but he quickly took to the idea of its reuse as a walk bridge.
Mr. Watson was generous and donated it to the project. And so one of the first things we had to do, obviously, to see if the bridge was in any kind of condition to be brought up to the current codes.
Engineers determined that with repair, the bridge was structurally sound. And there's something about this old bridge that just works.
It's so cliche, but that whole idea, they don't make them like they used to.
Freitas Seligson is with the San Antonio River Foundation, which raised about $19 million to pay for the aesthetics of the Museum Reach, the public art, the landscaping, and the river barge turnabout at the Pearl. He says walk bridges are easy to find.
You can go online or you can have a bridge fabricated, mass-produced bridge. We could have put something like that, but you and I wouldn't be here talking about that.
And there's another mystery you may not know about the walk bridge. When they installed it at the end of Roy Smith Street, 100 or so yards from SAMA, they built at either end a small tower using similar brick and architectural touches as seen at the museum. It now looks, in miniature, much the way it did 130 years ago.
There still are little hidden things that people don't even realize.
Here at the bridge, it's obvious. Standing in the middle of it, it's a clear view up to the towers between which it once spanned. But do the hundreds of people who walk it every day even know its history?
Oh, you're kidding. It connected the two sides of the museum.
Before it was a museum. It was back when it was Lone Star Brewery.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Very cool. Well, it's beautiful.
Leah and her two full-sized poodles wandered off. She didn't know. None of the half dozen or so people I interviewed did. The next time you're down here, take your time. Look up and you'll see how this little mystery of San Antonio history has now come full circle.
And so now the bridge has come home, and it's where it should be, on the river. It's a cool element to the whole museum reach.
So after a 40-year disappearance, the bridge that knew tens of thousands of beer kegs crossing it now enjoys tens of thousands of people crossing it, though most unaware of its fascinating history. From the walk bridge at the end of Roy Smith Street, Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.